Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Geekly Reveal. It's that show that brings you all the, you know, all the good geekly news from last week, all your pop culture, all your nerdy information. As always, it's your boy Dom, aka Brother Dom, aka the Internet's Hero, aka Hot Pilgrim, aka Tuxedo Flask, bringing you another episode. And actually, for once, I'm not joined by the illustrious Madam Mimosa, Captain Steph herself. She's a little under the weather, so I'm covering, you know, we're a team, we make sure we got each other's back. So I'm going to do a little bit of a, sort of a quick solo pod for you all today. See if I can do anything nice for y'all. It's going to be probably a quick episode, something pretty decent. We don't want to flood your feed too much with just one guy talking. There's enough podcasts like that with just a solo person talking to themselves, I'm sure. But I'll give you all that daily dose, or weekly dose, rather. You know, coming back, we've been on vacation for a little bit. When Steph returns, probably in a week or so. Next week, we'll probably do another joint episode. We could probably talk about that fun vacation over Halloween weekend. But we, you know, we hope you all had a nice break. We definitely did. We're feeling nice and rested. Hope you all took our advice and voted yesterday. Some of those results were pretty good. Some of them were not so good, but that's all right. We keep fighting. That's the kind of people we are. But you all aren't here to hear political analysis, I'm assuming. Maybe you are. If you are, sorry for that. We're going to just jump into some pop culture stuff. Again, you know, you can chat if you're here on YouTube right now watching live. Ask questions, give us feedback. Let me know if you can hear me. If you're watching, that'd be appreciated. But for now, let's jump into some of that pop culture stuff we promised. So if you are a fan of this show, you've probably heard of a little game called Undertale, and if you are a fan of Undertale, you've probably seen all the hubbub. Is that a good word? Is that a word we're using? Hubbub? All the information about Deltarune. It's Toby Fox's newest property. Kind of looks like Undertale, kind of similar stuff. I haven't played it myself yet, but it looks pretty cool. I watched a little bit of a stream of probably the first 20 minutes of it. It looks really cool, sounds really cool. New interesting battle system, so it's something I want to get my hands on pretty quickly. It's free, from what I can understand. It's free on the website that he released it on. Kind of comes off like a survey, but it's a game, sort of a chapter one of sorts from what I can tell. So I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that. You know, support independent creators, go help them out when you can, do the donations, do the various kinds of support. It helps all the creators put out really good content, and Toby Fox is a trusted guy. He's made good games before, all the way back to the Halloween hack for Earthbound, all the way up to his Homestuck work through Undertale and Deltarune. So support that guy, and get on the bandwagon before it gets too full. Coming up next, there's been some articles coming out. A lot of different outlets have put things out, but NPR has recently put out an article saying that right-wing voices and alt-right conservative voices are recruiting young men using video games. Now, this might come off as somewhat of a revelation to many people. This might be a scary realization, but for many of us, we've known this to be true since about, let's say, 2014 and even further back for people who have really had their finger on the pulse and been paying attention. This isn't a new issue, but it's still a prevalent one. There's an article out, you can go probably check that out. I won't link it because I don't really have the link available, and I'm not sure if that's something everybody wants to read or give clicks to. I'm not sure how everyone feels about NPR. But I do know that we can kind of look out and see the kind of chatter you see in various video games, actions you see in online games, and we can, you know, just sort of tell what the political pulse is on that. Some people might like it, some people might not, but it's something to be aware of. So just kind of pay attention next time you're in a gaming type space, the kind of rhetoric that's floating around said to you or about you or around you, around different producers and that sort of thing. Moving on to the next topic, this past weekend, this is going to be a very probably games-heavy episode, y'all. This is just the kind of person that I am. Without Steph here to do some of the publishing and book talk, it might just delve and devolve into game talk, but here we go. This past weekend was BlizzCon, Blizzard Entertainment's annual convention, where they pretty much try to sell you a bunch of stuff and celebrate all their stuff. And if you know me, you know I'm a fan of Overwatch and some of their other properties, so we can get to that shortly. But you know, some stuff announced about Hearthstone, their remastering Warcraft 3, All the different games got love to them. Heroes of the Storm, I believe, had some new stuff mentioned around it. But the big dog for me was definitely Overwatch. They released the new character. They showed who she was. It's a character named Ashe. She's American, from what I can tell. Another cowboy from the Deadlock gang with McCree. We got a nice short featuring McCree. He stopped some criminals to be a criminal himself. It's a whole thing. You should go watch. It's available on YouTube and on the various outlets. But we got another character, Ashe. She's pretty cool looking cowboy. White hair. White hair is always a fun thing to me. But it's another damage character, and I'm not sure if that's what the game needed right now, but she looks pretty dynamic to play. Can get around, use a little shotgun thing, two shotguns. It makes sense in context. Throws dynamite sometimes. Her ultimate is her buddy. It's a big old robot, big old Omnic. Kind of rushes in and does some damage to everybody while he's in there. It's really interesting stuff to see, and I recommend you go check it out if you ever get a chance, if that's your bag, or at least watch the short. It's pretty fun. A lot of controversy around that. Some people were hoping we'd finally get a black woman character. We don't have any explicitly black female characters in Overwatch yet, despite having a gorilla, a hamster, some genderless robots, various robots. Many other nationalities and ethnicities are referenced, but we don't have any specifically explicitly, without a question, black women in the game. That's kind of weird, considering we do have like Lucio and Doomfist. Some people might say that Farah and Ana count. That's kind of different based on how Egypt and the Middle East works. It's a whole thing that's complicated, and I understand it to a degree, but I can't articulate that well, so I'd go look at some of the voices of color who have talked more about this, spoke more about this. Also, Sombra is questionable. Mexican isn't an ethnicity, from what I can tell. And Symmetra is Indian, so we do have many women of color in the game, and lots of women are present, and men of color, so there is a lot of representation, but Blizzard does seem to have a blind spot around that, so people are a little bit worried. So that's the cultural issue with that, so we're hoping they can remedy that soon. It just feels a little bit weird in the current state of the game, especially considering some of the previous concept art for characters such as Mercy or Ashe has shown that there were black women possibilities, or just more characters of color in the past Overwatch development stuff. So we're hoping to see that kind of changed going in the future. Not changing current characters, but see more, even more representation, since the dev team speaks about it so much. And hopefully we can find out who the other LGBT characters are in the game, since many people on the staff have mentioned that there are other characters like that. So hopefully we see them one day. Other than that though, Ashe does seem cool. I think if she had been the previous hero to be released, or the next one, and it just wasn't in this specific climate, people would be more excited about that. Timing's everything, we all know that. The other thing from BlizzCon, there's been a big, big controversy. I think this actually is more closer to what you would call controversy rather than just people pointing out blind spots. Diablo, one of Blizzard's other properties, has been kind of getting people hyped up a little bit, but they released a mobile game rather than an announcement for Diablo 4, and mobile games are a pretty big thing right now. I think everybody who's listening to this may have played a mobile game in the last week or of some sort, whether it be the stereotype is Candy Crush or some kind of other clicker game, but it could have been something more in-depth. You know, people play Fortnite on their phones, people play Hearthstone on their phones, but people do play like your Candy Crushes, your Match 3 games, your puzzle games, your dress-up games. I play a lot of Mini Metro on there. It's good for a nice quick burst. I guess it's a puzzle game, a puzzle real-time sim type game. Real simple. I recommend you go check it out. It's a beautiful game, very simplistic vector graphics. But, you know, mobile games are big, but I think sometimes what you would consider your more hardcore audience, you know, the people that are willing to go out and spend $1,000 on a computer and all that kind of stuff, we're looking for something a little bit more in line with their desires. That said, I wouldn't say that too much is more hardcore than mobile games, considering people play those many, many hours of the day and spend a lot of money through their microtransactions or upgradable content. So hardcore versus casual is a weird distinction at this point, 2018 current year argument. But people, I think, were a little bit upset, especially since Blizzard is, the other half of Blizzard is Activision, and they're known to have questionable reputation with monetization. So when you get a mobile game coming from Activision Blizzard, there's sort of a fear that it'll be pay to win explicitly, not just, you know, something like cosmetics, which can still be predatory, but something where you actually have to pay to be decent at the game or pay to even just play the game in a way that's not advertised, where people would rather probably just pay the $60 to have everything unlocked rather than having to pay a dollar every few hours or something like that that feels like you're being robbed. But some of it obviously is just elitism and a bit of entitlement, but it gets confusing when it's a conversation where there's a mix of entitlement and valid concerns mixed in. So that's something that's been on a lot of people's mind, a lot of people's tongue over the last few days, just, you know, what should gamers and consumers and customers really expect from a company? What should a company really be delivering, you know? From an artistic standpoint, I don't think anybody owes anybody anything. That's just how art works. From a consumer standpoint and a quote-unquote loyal customer standpoint, I think it gets a little bit tricky, and you could talk about cultivated personality and identity there, and it gets very confusing, very tricky. But for a format like this where I'm just talking to myself in a microphone, I don't want to get too much into that. That might get weird, and I'll feel uncomfortable with that. I think it's everything around BlizzCon. Since we've last talked, I think the final few Smash characters have been revealed. So there's a lot of thoughts on that. I kind of want to bounce some of that off of Steph as well. But we got a Piranha Plant, which is what everyone kind of freaked out about. Some people felt like Nintendo was spitting in their face instead of giving them a quote-unquote real character. I think it's hilarious. I think every game they add a joke character, something very left-field, ridiculous. You know, we got Duck Hunt Dog, Wii Fit Trainer, Rob, which was actually a toy back in the day, Mr. Game & Watch, Pichu. Even Ness in the original game was sort of a wild pick to a lot of people. Not everyone had played Earthbound. So there's precedent for us getting a potted Piranha Plant as a character. Then we got the final Pokemon, Incineroar, and some clones. I think Ken from the Street Fighter series, who I think people were predicting, not necessarily from the leaks, but it made sense as an Echo character to Ryu. And we got a lot of information around the story of Smash. Basically, they got the Thanos snap, and everybody's dead except for Kirby. Very beautiful trailer with a lot of beautiful graphics and music, so I recommend you go check that out as well. Probably on YouTube or any other place that's giving you Nintendo news. Nintendo's knocking out of the park. Speaking of Nintendo, there's still information about a Mario movie coming out from Illumination, the same people who made the Minions movies, and before we all get into our feelings about that, because obviously we would probably want to, they're getting help from Shigeru Miyamoto, the creator of Mario and Nintendo. A little article on Vice goes into some of this, but I think that's a good sign. Miyamoto is one of the people who's very apprehensive about Nintendo going back into the movie business after the original Super Mario Brothers movie back in the 80s that was live action, which I don't know a lot of people that would say it was high quality, but I think a lot of people enjoyed it, and most of us have some kind of fond memory from it, from nostalgia. So I don't think it really hurt the brand in the long term the way that people might think it did. Maybe it did, I'm not sure. I think people like a little bit of cheese and camp every now and then. But we have another movie coming out, and it'll be animated, so, you know, the Illumination people know how to pander to an audience. Kids love Despicable Me and the Minions and the Secret Life of Pets and all that. It's not my cup of tea as an adult, and I wouldn't say that I saw it, so I don't know for sure, but it doesn't seem like something I'd like, so I'm not here to crap on kids' enjoyment. That said, Mario is a very family-friendly company, and this company knows how to appeal to a family-friendly audience, so I don't think there's a chance that this movie won't make a ton of money. And it might actually be a little bit decent. Give it a shot, and remember, it's Nintendo, it's family-friendly, and there's not like there's a huge story behind Mario anyway. Go in with an open mind if it ever comes out. Yeah, the Sonic movie's coming. I'm going to watch that. I don't know if it's going to be good, but who cares, right? But, friends, I think that's pretty much all I want to get into today. I don't want to bore you with a super, super long podcast of a single guy talking to himself over Undertale and probably Splatoon music. It'll go on for a really long time, but hope you all had an amazing Halloween. Hope your voting day went well. I hope some of the election results were in your favor. If you were at BlizzCon or anything like that, or you were watching any of video game news in the past week or two, I hope some of it was decent. I know a hell of a lot has happened since we've last streamed, since we've last done an episode, since anything like that. So sorry for our radio silence, but we are trying. We're only human. We both work day jobs. But we're trying to bring you more content, as always. Let us know how you feel about this new format of Geekly Reveal that we've been doing. Let us know if there's anybody you want us to talk to on Character Reveal. let us know how you're enjoying Finding 5 o'clock. We've got some pretty good responses on that. We've got some good downloads and listens, so that's something we want to keep doing as well. But Claire's in school still, so that's difficult to get with her schedule. Again, Steph and I have full-time jobs, so it's hard with our schedules. It's a lot of work, and we're finding that out. We're finding our feet, and we're struggling through, but we want to make sure we're giving you all good content and fun content and something that's enjoyable and worthwhile to listen to. Hope my voice wasn't too grating for just straight 15 or so minutes with no water breaks. I'm sure I have some of that trademark vocal fry that you'll hear on NPR radio stations and that sort of thing that everyone hates when women do it, but apparently they love it when men do it. I don't want to get into the politics of that because it's weird, but I guess I just did. Anyway, if you like what you heard today, or you like what you've heard in the past, or want to see where we go in the future, here's our social media biz. We do it every episode. It's something we do at this point. You can find this podcast on Twitter if you go to Character Rev, or you can search us on Facebook. That'd be Character Reveal. And we're also on Instagram at Character Reveal. You can find us on the site, characterreveal.simplecast.fm, or you can find us on Google Play Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, all these different places. We're pretty much anywhere you'd find podcasts. You can find me anywhere on the internet that I'd like to be found, at Brother Dom, BROTHADOM. All Steph's details will be in the description below as well when this goes live. But you can find her at Captain Steph, Hella Steph. Let me just check that for you all right now, because you never remember somebody else's Twitter no matter how many times you hear it per year. But yeah, she's going to be on Twitter at Captain Steph and on Instagram at Hella Steph, right? Yeah, and then Tumblr at The Snow Queer. Then again, myself, Dom, I'm everywhere at Brother Dom, so come find us. I think that's pretty much it. Again, you can find us on Patreon as well. We're going to try to keep working out rewards. We want to get some feedback and make sure that we're giving you all pretty good, nice, consistent content before the Patreon rewards really come out, so that's understandable. But every little bit helps us keep this going and giving you a little bit of extra content on the side. So, yeah, that's everything. It's been your boy Dom, aka Brother Dom, as always. Until next time, see you later.